today, but let's go and learn more about the Anthony and Sam Friedman stable. Our good friend through SEN Track is their racing manager, Brad Taylor. Morning to you, Brad.
Hi, Andrew. How are you?
Very well. Now, I'm going to ask you straight off. How's your confidence this morning? Are you you going to the races thinking, gee, we can go well today?
Oh, you can never get too confident in this game because it always brings you back down to ground level pretty quickly. So we know we're heading to the races with a number of really nice chances. And if we get a bit of luck throughout the day, I'm sure we can have a couple of winners, hopefully.
Well, let's hope so. We're going to start with La Mexicana. We take our best bets from our listeners on a Saturday for a Harvey Norman voucher, and Mick from Geelong has texted through La Mexicana is his best bet of the day. How do you see race five today at Caulfield?
Yeah, she's in really good order. As we've made clear to everyone, she's a pretty temperamental filly, and she just didn't handle the trip to Sydney that well. As you've seen, she went into the barriers and then had to come back out and be vetted, and that was probably just the end of her, really. We know she's a hell of a lot better than that, so we brought her down here. She came back and she was a bit tired after a trip to Sydney, which is as expected. So she had sort of 10 days out at Mitchell Park just for a freshen up, and she's returned to the stable in really good order. And she looks fantastic, very happy with her work leading in. She hasn't had a jump out or anything, but drops back to 1,100 metres at Caulfield, where she's a win or two starts ago. And the all-important change is getting Janie Carr back aboard. She knows her so well, and she's just, as I say, a filly that Jamie gets along with really well. She just gets behind the barriers and just throws the reins over her neck and just lets her chill and do her own thing. That's probably the big plus with this filly. Jamie gets on with her so well. She does, in saying that, she does have to carry, a penalty for being a group winner and only gives Shelby Corby 1 kilo, where she should be giving him two at standard, the standard weight scale. But she deserves it. She heads into the race in really good order, as I say, and if she can recapture her best, then she should be in this race for a long way.
You got two in the Witten Victoria Ballasprey Stakes. Liar, you could have, I presume, gone back to Adelaide, but you just think this is an attractive race as well as Prophet's Thumb?
Just didn't want to give her three trips to Adelaide in 5 weeks. She'll head over after this back to Sankstead, so hence the reason we didn't go back to Adelaide. That was the sole reason. She ran in this race last year as a lead up to the sense to which she ran second. So it's on her favourite track, where she's a Group 1 winner and close to home to save that travel. So she heads into this race in good order. She's improved out of the first up run. There's still improvement to come heading into the Sangster. She doesn't win the outer turn, so it'll be really nice to see her back in the winner still, but she should run really well. Ancestry's going to obviously set a nice speed, and she'll just get a suck run along the rail, and with even luck, we know she's good enough to win. It'd be just nice to see her back in the winner's stall.
And Prophet's Thumb, you've just freshened up with an official trial since the new market. Have you been happy with her?
She's in terrific form this mare. She's flying. You look at her last two runs in Group 1s at handicap level. She was a little bit unlucky when getting well back in the Oakley Plate and found the line really well. She was probably a hidden run there, but we thought it was a super run. And then the other day in the Newmarket, it was a super run. She was only just off Swatstat, so it was second filly in there home. And she gets back to Caulfield, 1,100 metres. She was a Group 2 winner. First up, this preparation over the track and distance. She runs really well here. And also, she gets Jamie Carr back aboard. So I think she's good value at $7. I think she could run a bit of a race today. She'll set up a nice speed for her, and if she can sort of just be midfield somewhere, and she'll be closing really well late. She's going really well. Very happy with her.
Okay, so they're the two there, and the two in the last over the 1,400, both sort of freshened up or coming off a little break, and Lunacorn and Shazada, those, they've just got to overcome a little tricky draw for each of them.
Yeah, Lunacorn, we just freshened her up after a disappointing run last start at Flemington. Just had a couple of niggling issues after that run. She just put up a little bit sore over the back, so we gave her a freshen, had the chiropractor treat her, and she heads into this race in good order. She hasn't had a trial either, but her work at home has been very solid. Obviously, two starts ago, she she ran third at group level against the mares, and obviously being both sellers, it would have looked an ideal race for her after disappointing at Flemington. So she heads into the race in good order. The wide bay is probably not too bad for her. She's, you know, she'll get back probably in the second half of the field somewhere, and she's a mare that needs nice galloping room. So we'll just leave that to Jamie. Hopefully she's not last like she was last start on that off that hectic speed, and she can have the number behind her, and you know, hopefully if she can bounce back. She's her work at home suggests she's going really well, and very happy with her. So say, she heads into the race in good order. And Shazade, she's obviously drawn the outside barrier. Not an issue for her. She'll be back in the last three or four. She's probably better suited with a bit of sting out the track, but you know, if she can show her best, you know, even she probably just took the Mickey out of the apprentice last time. She takes a bit of riding, and once she gets wound up, she can fly home, which she actually did that day at Flemington. If you look at the run, she was going to run last for a long way down the straight, and so the last 200 she flew home for fifth. So we would have preferred a bit of sting out the track today, but it's not going to be rock hard with the weather we've got down here in Melbourne. It's not going to get much firmer throughout the day, so there should be some nice give from the weather we've had over the last few weeks here. And you know, look for her to be flashing home late. She's going to get on the float and go to Queensland after this, and there's a couple of nice races up there for her, so this is a nice race to kick her off, being Bovis.
They're the ones at Caulfield. Lots of interest, obviously, in the Sydney meeting, and Realm of Flowers just looks to have had a perfect preparation. Her last sectional in the Manium was one that, looking towards 2 mile with great enthusiasm.
Yeah, for sure. She's going really well this preparation. She was pretty luckless last time after being caught three wide the trip, and I read somewhere on the internet that she ran 12.5 metres more than the winner, and that was probably the difference between winning and losing. So she's a mare that, you know, she was running nice races in the spring, but you look at her form, she just tends to peak during the autumn, which mares can do. She's also, in saying that, she's only continuing to prove preparation. She just keeps developing and getting stronger. It's, you know, Damien didn't ride her last during the spring because of his injury with his wrist, but he couldn't believe the difference from riding her last autumn to this autumn. She certainly improved and got stronger, and that's what she's done. And her two runs in Sydney have been fantastic, albeit on wet tracks where we know she's very effective, but she has won on a good track, and hopefully she can get a nice run throughout today. And 2 miles is not going to be a problem. She was very good and strong late in the Sandown Cup in the spring, and she's in with a really good chance. She's just going to need a bit of luck in running. 50 kilos is a massive help. Damien knows her really well, and it's, to be fair, it's not, you know, a real vintage Sydney Cup. It's an even lineup, and if she gets a bit of luck, she's certainly a winning chance.
In the Sandown Cup back in November, she carried 56 in that race, and looking at it now, 50 kilo in a Sydney Cup, it does read pretty good, doesn't it?
Yeah, for sure. You know, the Sandown Cup, she was good there, and as you say, she was only a couple of kilos off the top weight. And, she did want to lay in a bit that day, and we did think about, I remember having a crack in the steward room, but probably just wasn't quite close enough to the winner on the line. And she's going to really enjoy the 3200. It's not going to be a problem, as you saw the other day at Rosehill. And she was closing really well on the line. So, certainly looking forward to today. It's very exciting. They're a great team of owners, Rob and Barbara McClure, and James Bester. They're all fantastic supporters of the stable, and Clora, and that's a great crew, and hopefully we can make her a Group 1 winner. It'd be a fantastic thrill.
Well, Damien Thornton knows her really well as well. Realm of Flowers in today's Sydney Cup. Brad, good luck with all of them today for Freedman Racing.
Thanks, Andrew.
Good on you. Brad Taylor joining us there, racing manager for Anthony and Sam Freedman, key runners there at Caulfield, as well as Realm of Flowers carrying just that limit weight.